Hallelujah. Can you bear one more? I got it. I'll try to make this one real quick. Just shut up and read. John, we'll do the regular King James. 1 John 4, 5. What did I got? Yeah, you need this one. St. John 10, 27. St. John, that's the big John. 10, 27, and we out. Chapter 10, verse 27. Listen to this. You need this. I'm going to do this. See, what God wants you to understand, the devil just can't run in or interrupt and stop you. You got to know how to live a life of victory on this earth because you have been washed in the blood. Hallelujah. And when he tried to come and bring this foul thinking and wrong stuff in your life, you just stand and say, no, I'm redeemed. Hallelujah. And don't let your flesh rise up and start speaking stuff against the word of God. No, just shut up. You're going to do what I say. Hallelujah. Let me hear. My sheep, you got it. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. See? My sheep do what? Hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish. They shall never perish. They shall never perish. Neither shall any pluck them out of my hand. Neither shall what? Any pluck. See, I used to preach that damnable doctrine once in Christ and never out. I didn't know what I was talking about. I was just going on what people said. I got searching the scripture, I found out. I am kept by the power. Satan can't get me out. I sure used to do it. That's why you need to keep studying the Bible, because you sure can get wrong. Mm-hmm. Let me finish reading. We just have to come back and teach on it. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. They shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. And guess what else? And I am one with God the Father. I am one with God the Son. We are one. And kind of stuff. He is a defeated foe. You and I have been raised to victory. We have been delivered from his stuff. We are free in Jesus. Amen. And the more I find out about my rights and privilege, the better I know how to live. And I tell him where to get off at. You're not going to bound me up with this. I'll tell you some more. That's enough. Ursula, go ahead. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got a chance to read a little Bible to you. Do y'all care? Y'all care if I do it again? Hallelujah. We're winners, my friend. Brothers and sisters, we're winners. Come on, team. Let's get on the flow. Let's put on the right kind of show. Let's tell the good news. Hallelujah. We're not scaredy cats. We know how to play team ball. Hallelujah. We got the greatest coach that anyone could have. His name is Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 And he know how to cheer us. He don't get on the sideline and cuss us out. He cheer us and say, get on the floor and do your best. I give you more than you need. Hallelujah. 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 Woo, glory to God. I'm about to get me happy here. God is so good. Go ahead and stand up and we'll pray. I might as well then announce whenever we start. I'm getting you ready for it. And I got a couple more things to do. I might as well announce to you and to those that are live streaming, when we have our believers meet, we're not going to show anything. So you have to be here if you want to be a part of it. We're not going to put it on. When they had it back there in Paul's day, I can't see where they live stream, so we're not going to live stream. They didn't do it. Come on. So we're going to do like they did. Hallelujah. So you want to be a part of what's going on here, you have to be in the sanctuary.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Ooh, it's going to be good. So you're going to be participating.
Amen.
God going to be using you, 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 and you, and you, and you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Father, tonight we love you with all of our hearts. We just want to exhort you and bless you and say to you, you're the greatest of the greatest, and you're all ours, and we're all yours. Thank you for speaking so clear to us. Thank you for helping us to see our walk with you and the light that you're shining in our hearts. It's a revelation we haven't seen in days past that's coming to us tonight, and we're so grateful. We thank you for your blessing on our lives, and as we continue to sow this, your people, you see what they're doing. You're looking right at it. And you said in your word, so I remind you of that, what you said. You love a cheerful giver. And Father, you see every one of them. So I thank you that you are faithful to do your part, to multiply seed sown, increase the fruits of righteousness. So on this people that's have given here tonight, I thank you for multiplied seed sown and increase of the fruits of righteousness on their life. That they lack nothing, they come up short of anything, but they have an overflow, abundantly supply into the overflow, more than they can handle. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Now, Father, thank you for traveling grace as we leave this place. Thank you for your words so alive in us. Thank you that we ears were hearing and we will not let this slip from our hearts and minds. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. Amen. 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 Amen.